This is the reading for February 25th. Psalm 56. God, be merciful to me because people are chasing me. The battle has pressed me all day long. My enemies have chased me all day. There are many proud people fighting me. When I am afraid, I will trust you. I praise God for His word. I trust God, so I am not afraid. What can human beings do to me? All day long, they twist my words. All their evil plans are against me. They wait. They hide. They watch my steps, hoping to kill me. God, do not let them escape. Punish the foreign nations in your anger. You have recorded my troubles. You have kept a list of my tears. Aren't they in your records? On the day I call for help, my enemies will be defeated. I know that God is on my side. I praise God for His word to me. I praise the Lord for His word. I trust in God. I will not be afraid. What can people do to me? God, I must keep my promises to you. I will give you my offerings to thank you because you have saved me from death. You have kept me from being defeated. So I will walk with God in light among the living. Leviticus chapter 21. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell these things to Aaron's sons, the priest. A priest must not make himself unclean by touching a dead person. But if the dead person was one of his close relatives, he may touch him. The priest may make himself unclean if the dead person is his mother or father, son or daughter, brother or unmarried sister who is close to him because she has no husband. The priest may make himself unclean for her if she dies, but a priest must not make himself unclean if the dead person was only related to him by marriage. Priests must not shave their heads or shave off the edges of their beards or cut their bodies. They must be holy to their God and show respect for God's name because they present the offerings made by fire to the Lord, which is the food of their God. So they must be holy. A priest must not marry an unclean prostitute or a divorced woman because he is holy to his God. Treat him as holy because he offers up the food of your God. Think of him as holy. I am the Lord who makes you holy, and I am holy. If a priest's daughter makes herself unclean by becoming a prostitute, she shames her father. She must be burned with fire. The high priest who was chosen from among his brothers had the special olive oil poured on his head. He was also appointed to wear the priestly clothes, so he must not show his sadness by letting his hair go uncombed or tearing his clothes. He must not go into a house where there is a dead body. He must not make himself unclean, even if it is for his own father or mother. The high priest must not go out of the holy place, because if he does and becomes unclean, he will make God's holy place unclean. The special oil used in appointing priests was poured on his head to separate him from the rest of the people. I am the Lord. The high priest must marry a woman who is a virgin. He must not marry a widow, a divorced woman, or a prostitute. He must marry a virgin from his own people, so the people will respect his children as his own. I am the Lord. I have set the high priest apart for his special job. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron, if any of your descendants have something wrong with them, they must never come near to offer the special food of their God. Anyone who has something wrong with him must not come near. Blind men, crippled men, men with damaged faces, deformed men, men with a crippled foot or hand, hunchbacks, dwarfs, men who have something wrong with their eyes, men who have an itching disease or a skin disease, or men who have damaged sex glands. If one of Aaron's descendants has something wrong with him, he cannot come near to make the offerings made by fire to the Lord. He has something wrong with him. He cannot offer the food of his God. He may eat the most holy food and also the holy food, but he may not go through the curtain into the most holy place, and he may not go near the altar because he has something wrong with him. He must not make my holy place unfit. I am the Lord who makes these places holy." So Moses told these things to Aaron, Aaron's sons, and all the people of Israel. Leviticus chapter 22. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, the people of Israel will give offerings to me. These offerings are holy and they are mine, so you must respect them to show that you respect my holy name. I am the Lord. Say to them, if any one of your descendants from now on is unclean and comes near the offerings that the Israelites made holy for me, that person must be cut off from appearing before me. I am the Lord. If one of Aaron's descendants has a harmful skin disease, or if he discharges a body fluid, he cannot eat the holy offerings until he becomes clean. He could also become unclean from touching a dead body, from his own semen, from touching any unclean crawling animal, or from touching an unclean person, no matter what made the person unclean. Anyone who touches those things will become unclean until evening. That person must not eat the holy offerings unless he washes with water. He will be clean only after the sun goes down. Then he may eat the holy offerings. The offerings are his food. If a priest finds an animal that died by itself or that was killed by some other animal, he must not eat it. If he does, he will become unclean. I am the Lord. If the priest keep all the rules I have given, they will not become guilty. If they are careful, they will not die. I am the Lord who has made them holy. Only people in a priest's family may eat the holy offering. A visitor staying with the priest or a hired worker must not eat it. But if the priest buys a slave with his own money, that slave may eat the holy offerings. Slaves who were born in his house may also eat his food. If a priest's daughter marries a person who is not a priest, she must not eat any of the holy offerings. But if the priest's daughter becomes widowed or divorced with no children to support her, and if she goes back to her father's house where she lived as a child, she may eat some of her father's food, but only people from a priest's family may eat this food. If someone eats some of the holy offering by mistake, that person must buy back the priest for that holy food, adding another 1/5 of the price of that food. When the Israelites give their holy offerings to the Lord, the priest must not treat these holy things as though they were not holy. The priest must not allow those who are not priests to eat the holy offerings. If they do, they cause the ones who eat the holy offerings to become guilty, and they will have to pay for it. I am the Lord who makes them holy. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons and all the people of Israel, a citizen of Israel or a foreigner living in Israel might want to bring a whole burnt offering, either for some special promise he has made or for a special gift he wants to give to the Lord. If he does, he must bring a male animal that has nothing wrong with it, a bull, a sheep, or a goat, so it might be accepted for him. He must not bring an animal that has something wrong with it, or it will not be accepted for him." If someone brings a fellowship offering to the Lord, either as payment for a special promise the person has made or as a special gift the person wants to give the Lord, it might be from the herd or from the flock. But it must be healthy, with nothing wrong with it, so that it will be accepted. You must not offer to the Lord any animal that is blind, that has broken bones, or is crippled, that has running sores, or any sort of skin disease. You must not offer any animals like these on the altar as an offering made by fire to the Lord. If an ox or lamb is smaller than normal or is not perfectly formed, you may give it as a special gift to the Lord. It will be accepted, but it will not be accepted as payment for a special promise you have made. If an animal has bruised, crushed, torn, or cut sex glands, you must not offer it to the Lord. You must not do this in your own land, and you must not take such animals from foreigners as sacrifices to the Lord. Because the animals have been hurt in some way and have something wrong with them, they will not be accepted for you. The Lord said to Moses, "When an ox, a sheep, or a goat is born, it must stay 7 days with its mother. But from the 8th day on, this animal will be accepted as a sacrifice by fire to the Lord. But you must not kill the animal and its mother on the same day, either an ox or a sheep. If you want to offer some special offering of thanks to the Lord, you must do it in a way that pleases Him. You must eat the whole animal that same day and not leave any of the meat for the next morning. I am the Lord. Remember my commands and obey them. I am the Lord. Show respect for my holy name. You Israelites must remember that I am holy. I am the Lord who has made you holy. I brought you out of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord."